Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, this song is just a little too tame for this beautiful, incredible Tuesday afternoon. Anyway, it's, Tuesday afternoon. We made it through Monday, and we got a lot to get to this afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us this afternoon. I welcome those of you who are new to our show, and if you have never listened to the show before, or if you're new to the show, give it a chance before you make a decision about the show. We have, in recent weeks, and I guess the last month or so, we have decided that, we're not going to get involved in the heavy political debates anymore, because there are too many people who are misinformed. There are too many people who are just hateful and ugly. I want a break from it. You want a break from it. And you're going to get a break from it on our show. Now, there are things that we're going to comment on. We'll comment on some things, but we're not going to get into those deep and heavy political debates any longer. There are too many other things to talk about. This show can be a lot of fun to do, and I just don't want to get back into all of that BS political rhetoric that it was just maddening. I mean, it was crazy. And everybody's made up their mind. Nobody wants to change their mind. And so much is based on hate that, why do I want to get involved in hate talk every day? So we have changed the direction of the show. And I also welcome those of you to the show who have been listening to me over the years. It is just such an honor for somebody to say, hey, man, I've been listening to you since you were on B97, or since you were doing this, or when you were on this station. I appreciate that dearly, and it means a lot to me. And it is an honor to still be doing this over 55 years later. Over 55 years after I started in this business, to be still doing it is just incredible. And I love that I never got caught up in any one aspect of radio. Did music radio for a while, then moved to talk radio. But music is a big part of our talk show. And I love doing this show every afternoon. And there are days that are tougher than other days. And look, I'm like you. You know, even if you love your job, there are days when you just like to stay home and relax and not go to work. But I do love going to work every day. And I put as much or more into the show now than I did when I was just starting out, and even the years when I was very successful in the past. I put as much into it now as I ever have. So, again, I love the show, and I thank those of you who have been with me over the years and continue to listen today. And the point is that you've changed and I've changed, and, a lot of the people that I admired in the business, they're not even in the business anymore. because the business passed them by and they couldn't adjust. They couldn't reinvent themselves. So anyway, I am blessed and honored to be here with you. All right. Sad news. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has passed away. He was 84 years old. I say sad news. Some of you might be celebrating that. Dick Cheney was not the most loved vice president. He was very controversial, and I believe that Dick Cheney was behind the whole concept of weapons of mass destruction. I believe that Dick Cheney was in favor of us going to war in the Middle East, and I think that really, and I talked about this at the time, and I'll repeat it again now, I believe that when George W. Bush was president, Dick Cheney really was the president. George W. Bush was more of a mouthpiece for Dick Cheney. I think Dick Cheney ran a lot of the administration. He had the experience, and I just think he was very involved. I remember very early on when Dick Cheney was having heart problems. I was surprised because in those years when he was vice president, I didn't think he had a heart. But Dick Cheney changed, and a lot of people have changed. And a lot of people have changed because of the political climate today. And January 6th is something that changed Dick Cheney. And I do respect the president for asking the flags to be lowered to half staff in honor of Dick Cheney, because Dick Cheney had become a harsh critic of the president. So I respect that the president, who often does not do anything to recognize his enemies, that he did ask the flags to be lowered at half staff. I think that's the right thing to do. He was a vice president. He was a politician for many, many years, and he goes way back. So Dick Cheney passing away at the age of 84. He was again a controversial vice president in many ways, and I think he was generally. A good Republican, and he saw that maybe the Republican Party wasn't what it once was. And so that's when he sort of changed his opinion of different things. I think it's miraculous that Dick Cheney got away with shooting a companion, a friend, on a hunting trip. I believe it was in Texas. Dick Cheney was an avid hunter. And he ended up shooting his friend with a shotgun, and there were, you know, no charges filed or anything like that. So anyway, nobody should be. Well, some people are happy that people pass away, but I'm not celebrating Dick Cheney's passing. I am simply recognizing that he was a vice president. I'll say that, and I do respect his metamorphosis as time went on. All right, so I am so happy for Rashid Shaheed. I remember I was in the dome the first time Shaheed touched the ball. It was a kickoff, I believe. And he was like basically on the goal line. And he received the kickoff. And the moves that he displayed in that first time I saw him with the ball, I said to myself, this guy is going to be great. And he is great. I am so happy for him that he's going to a team. I'm sorry we're losing him. I'm really sorry we're losing him. Because he was one of the ones that you could more depend on than others. And he is an excellent receiver. He will, I think, rise up to be a great receiver in the NFL as time goes on. He's going to be with the Seattle Seahawks. We traded him to the Seahawks. And the Seahawks have a chance to go to the playoffs. So Rashid Shaheed may be in the playoffs. He wouldn't get into the playoffs if he stayed here. New Orleans is not his hometown, so he doesn't have really a tie to New Orleans other than he was with the Saints. But he was of great value, and so the Saints traded him. I'm really not, 'cause I was busy getting ready for the show when all this was happening. Today is the trade deadline. 3 o'clock our time is the deadline. So more may happen this afternoon. And I'm hoping that our sports guys just let us know if something else happens this afternoon. But Sheed was really valuable. And I think a great player. So I wish him well. And it might be one reason to pull for the Seahawks as we work our way toward the playoffs. I mean, you realize that the football season is half over? I mean, it's like half done. It seems like it just started. I know for Saints fans, it seems like it's been going on forever. But no, it seems like it just started. It's half over. And so, I mean, we've got playoffs, so it's extended. So it's not quite half over, I guess. But I guess the point that I'm making is, you know, we wait for this every year, and it's here. But man, you got to enjoy every game, every pro game, every college game. You got to enjoy every game you can, because it doesn't last that long. And before you know it, it's going to be over. So just, you know, embrace the games as much as you can. I loved watching the game last night. Can you believe it? The Arizona Cardinals went to Dallas and kicked the Cowboys' asses. That was epic. It was awesome. And so now you've got, you know, Kyler Murray's the starting quarterback. He's injured. Another quarterback comes in. Do you bring Murray back when Murray gets better? Not if this quarterback keeps playing this way. Man, I keep Brissett in. He's driving the team. And if you're Murray and you're standing on the sidelines, you got to go, man, I want our team to win, but I hate that this guy's doing better than me. I mean, that's the way I'd feel if I were a quarterback and somebody's taking my place. I feel like, you know, damn, man, I hate that this guy's doing better than me. So I would keep I'd keep Brissett in right now, because again, he's driving the team, and it was so nice to see the Cowboys lose. And Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, who really is the coach. I mean, let's be honest about this. Jerry Jones is really the coach. And people love to hate Jerry Jones, and I'm among them. You know, it's okay. I mean, he's kind of obnoxious, and it's easy to not like Jerry Jones, and it's easy to not like the Cowboys, because he tries to just push the Cowboys as, you know, the America team. And maybe they used to be, but I don't think they are anymore. And they've got the highest paid. I think things may have changed recently, but I know that he was the highest paid player in the NFL, Dak Prescott. Again, I know there have been some negotiations recently and new contract extensions awarded. So that might not be the case, but he's one of the highest paid players in the NFL. And he's a really excellent quarterback. But man, the Cowboys defense just stinks. But I love when Jerry Jones loses. And I guess it's because he's such an obnoxious winner that it's really lovely to see him lose, sitting there with his son in the box up there, you know. Jerry's squirming every time the Cardinals score a touchdown or a field goal. But that was pretty remarkable. That the Arizona Cardinals going into Dallas and beating the Cowboys at this point in the season, when the Cowboys are fighting for a chance to maybe make the playoffs, that was, to me, about as remarkable as the Panthers going into Green Bay this weekend and beating the Packers. I mean, that was, like, incredible. And it goes to show you that even if you have a young team, even if you have a team that is rebuilding, you can still win games. And that's why it's frustrating for so many Saints fans, because we should have won more than one game. And we were in a lot of games, and we came close, but we weren't close enough. And so we didn't win those close games that we might have won. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. And I encourage you to call the show. If you have opinions, and if we talk about something and I say something, or maybe a listener says something, and you feel like calling the show, just call in. Especially if you've never called in before, I encourage you to be part of the show. It's just like you and I having a conversation on the phone. It's just that there are, you know, three or four other people who are listening. So, you know, don't be afraid to call. You know, I hear a lot of people say, listen every day, but I never call in. Well, don't be afraid to call in. You know, become a caller. You'll see how easy it is. And it's, again, it's just like you and me on the phone. It's just that there are a few other people listening. And again, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian is off today doing office work, and Coleman is our studio producer. He's on the phone right now. Good afternoon, Coleman.
Hey, it's good. How are we doing?
Hey, man, I like that Bucky's hat. He's wearing the Bucky's beanie that I got him at Bucky's.
Oh, all right. I'm glad you recognized that this was yours.
Yeah, you know? I haven't been to Bucky's in days. It's crazy.
I haven't been to Bucky's at all. So you got me beat. But it's right on time because it is a little bit chilly. What's crazy is I think I've been saying this for like 2 or 3 weeks now. It's crazy how you and a lot of people that work here love this weather. You always say how beautiful this day is. Meanwhile, I'm over here suffering. So I'm glad you got me this beanie so I can cover my ears. Yeah. I have on like 3 layers of clothes right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude,
this is just too cold for you.
Yes, I can't stand it. But you guys are like crazy and you're playing all these beautiful songs. And meanwhile, I'm like,
man. And, you know, and Coleman, I got to tell you, there are a lot of people like you. You know, you're not alone.
So I do appreciate the beanie, because I got my ears covered right now.
Oh, good. And then you got the headphones on top of that, so you got a double layer on your ears. All right, we're going to get to your calls. We'll get to some of your text messages. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let me see if I can hit the lyrics just right on this song. All right, full moon tonight. It's called a super moon. It's going to be close to the Earth, and it's going to be big and bright and just really a big full moon tonight in the sky. Yeah, I haven't lost my touch of being a DJ. You know, when you know, it's called talking up to the lyrics, and you talk up there, and you just hit it right there at the lyrics. What?
Isn't it called hitting the posts?
Hitting the post, yeah. You hit the post. Radio talk. Yeah, I did it for many years, and when I was first getting in the business, I never thought I could do that. You know, I admired other people who could do it, and I never thought I'd be able to always hit the post. But you know, over time, you learn, and I haven't lost it since we make music part of our show. All right, we got calls to get to, and some of your text messages. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back. On WWL.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, today nationwide is Election Day, and there's a big election in New York City. Now, I'll tell you what the president and the Republicans are going to do. They're going to say if Mamdani wins, they're going to say that this is the Democratic Party today. The Democratic Party is liberal and extremely progressive. And this defines the Democratic Party. Well, that's not true. But that's what they're going to say. And they should say that. I mean, that's good strategy to paint all Democrats as being liberal progressives like Mamdani. But that does not reflect the Democratic Party. The other thing to remember is that New York City does not reflect America. I mean, New York City is a unique entity unto itself. And the way they vote in New York is not the way they vote across America. And New York City doesn't set any kind of precedent for how elections are going to turn out. So, you know, don't let anybody fool you into believing that, you know, this is a sign that the Democrats are becoming more and more progressive, because it's not. Because if anything, the Democrats are going to really move more toward a moderate position because they want to steal votes away from the Republicans in the midterms and then for the presidency in 2028. So the Democrats don't have a choice but to become more moderate. And you're already seeing it with California Governor Gavin Newsom. In my opinion, he used to be an extreme liberal. And now what we're hearing from him is a very moderate tone. And this is what they feel like they need to do. It is what they need to do, because you can't be an extreme right winger. You can't be an extreme left winger and win a presidential election. So, again, those are just two things to think about. I just wanted to mention that and bring that up. But, you know, a lot of people are going to be watching the outcome of this. But I don't think this is any sign of the future. And I don't think this is a reflection of America. It's a reflection of the voters in New York City. All right. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to James on the North Shore. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, man, thanks for having me on, man. I was going to call yesterday, but I know it was football yesterday. So I want to talk about the championship games over the weekend with baseball and NASCAR. And, man, dude, I know a lot of people probably ain't, the Dodgers ain't their team, you know, because all the superstars and whatnot and all the money poured into it. But it was such a great series between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. I was pulling for the Blue Jays, but I was happy to see the Dodgers win. And the last swing of the season was a broken bat. That dude swung so hard from the Blue Jays to get that home run to let his team have a chance of winning. He broke that bat, batted the ball into a double play, got him out. Dodgers win. It was incredible, man. And then they had the 18-inning game last week, too, in the series. It was really some great baseball.
You know, James, I noticed that the Los Angeles Dodgers seemed to be in a lot better shape than the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, there were some members on the Toronto Blue Jays that looked like they might be plumbers. Are you there, James? Sounds like we lost James. Yeah, did you see some of the body types on the Toronto Blue Jays? Yeah, some of them look like they were like plumbers, or they were like, you know, just blue-collar worker. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but they did look like professional athletes to me. But, you know, I think that there were a lot of people pulling for the Dodgers because, you know, baseball is so American that I'm sure that there were people feeling patriotic and feeling like, well, we need the American team to win, not the team from Canada. But the Toronto Blue Jays are as much as part of Major League Baseball as the Los Angeles Dodgers. So, again, yeah, not everybody was happy with that. But, you know, I mean, look, not everybody's happy. No matter what happens, not everybody's happy. You know, you've always got people on the other side. And sometimes I think people forget that, and they expect to always be satisfied with the vote being their way. We're going to get to some of your text here in just a few minutes. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Hey, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. All right, let's see. What's going on here?
Yeah, it seems like our phones are having some issues.
Right, let me try. Something just popped up on my screen here. Let me see what's going on here. Content, current, video file. I don't know. Okay, let's see. Does that change anything?
No, I think it's out on my end.
Okay. You want to see if we can get a dial tone up?
Yeah, I'll see if I can get an engineer here, too.
Well, all right. Yeah, engineering. But I was going to just check for a dial tone first. So we've got callers to get to, and we can also get to some of your text messages. Let me see if I can bring the text messages up here. Wasn't ready to get to that this early in the show. Sometimes these things happen, and since we're live on the air, when something happens, it happens in front of everyone. So let me try to get this up. Well, look, in the meantime, let me just mention that I wrote a blog about something we talked about yesterday, and that was just the situation with the Saints and the situation with the Pelicans. And don't you find it interesting that there are parallels with the direction of the Saints and the Pelicans right now? And since there are shared duties with the front office of the Saints with the Pelicans, I think those are the people who have to look in the mirror and ask themselves questions. What are we doing? And if we are not doing the right thing, is there anybody that is not doing the right thing to the point where they should not be making the decisions? But there is a distinct parallel between the direction of the Saints and the Pelicans. I wrote a blog about it. It should be up on the WWL.com website. And if it's not, it will be up soon on Scoot on the Air Facebook. We didn't get it up yesterday after the show, but it should be up today. All right. Do we still have Jimmy? Jimmy, are you with us?
Hey, can you hear me, Scoot?
I got you now, Jimmy.
Hey, yeah. Regarding Loomis, Tom Benson's deathbed oath saying Lauscha and Loomis need to stay involved, that's fine. He shouldn't be running both organizations into the ground, though. He should, if Gail Benson wants to keep Loomis around, maybe be head janitor or something, quality control for the garbage bag, whatever they got to keep him, that's fine. We can keep him in the will when she passed away with no kids. That's fine.
I did not know that Tom Benson said that on his deathbed.
According to what I understand, Gail asked Tom, who do you trust, Lauscha or Loomis? That's why it lasted so long, like a mafioso style. Problem is, but there's we can meet a happy middle ground. Let him be in charge of something else. Let him be like a consultant.
I'm
joking about the janitor role.
But Tom also said that. Tom said that when he was passing away. And, you know, at that time, the perception of those two was different than the perception now based on, again, the direction of these teams. And this has been trending. This is not something that's overnight.
I've said this before, Scoot. I'll say it really quick. The Pelicans are potentially going to get relocated when Gail passes away. Now the Saints will be bought up maybe possibly down the road by some New Yorkers who keep them here, keep the local flavor, but the Pelicans could move maybe one day to Vegas or Seattle or Kansas City. The Pelicans are 0-6. They're playing tonight. I don't know if you're going. I'm hearing if they lose tonight at home to the Charlotte Hornets, a team they should beat, it's probably Willie Green's last game regardless of what happens. So hopefully we get a good crowd. But I wanted to put one final spotlight on sports. Some good news for New Orleans sports. Master P, the new president of UNO basketball, I don't know if you guys saw this, but UNO went into Fort Worth, Texas, and played TCU, which is a way bigger basketball program than UNO is post-Katrina. UNO hasn't been the same since Katrina and really the 90s. But Master P, he actually showed up there, no matter what your beliefs are, he showed up there, Scoot, not you, but the listeners, with a Bible and a slingshot. And if you look on Master P's social media, he walked into that game last night with a slingshot and a Bible, just like David and Goliath. And UNO, a 22-point underdog, Scoot, UNO won last night at TCU. They're playing at LSU next week. They're playing at Tulane. Master P is going to save UNO, not only the basketball program, but the whole university. That's his plan. But it's pretty prophetic. He came in there with that Bible and that slingshot, and somehow, some way, UNO pulled off the biggest upset maybe in the last decade for that program.
It's amazing. You know, look, I'm all for UNO succeeding in sports, and I know that they do, you know, struggle to get attention because of, you know, all of the other big teams in the area. We're going to take a break. If you're on hold, just hang on. And if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let me say this. I have never advocated for Mickey Loomis to lose his job. I have never advocated anything concerning Gail Benson. But journalistically, it is important for me to be honest. And I just have to be honest and ask questions. I'm asking questions. And it's not as if I'm asking questions that are hateful or mean-spirited. I'm asking legitimate questions that everybody's asking. Look at the records of the Pelicans and the Saints. Look at the trending over the last couple of years. Look at the players that we've had on the Pelicans. Look at the players we've lost. Look at the player that we have in Zion Williamson. When you've got talent and you're not living up to expectations, you've got to ask yourself questions. And I think sometimes friendships get involved in who becomes a general manager. Acquaintances are something that supersedes talent sometimes when it comes to who becomes a general manager. And I'm talking about the Pelicans. And then Willie Green just doesn't seem like a coach that has the respect of the team. He doesn't seem like an inspiring type coach. It's like he's just there to, I guess, go over some of the numbers with them or plays. But I've had questions about him, but trusted that those who were supposed to knew more than I did, and that this was the right coach. I don't think this is the right coach, and I think Willie Green needs to be replaced. That's coming from me as a sports fan. It's coming from me as somebody who loves this city and wants the Pelicans and the Saints to succeed. And so while I'm not suggesting anything in particular, I'm asking the questions that a lot of people are asking. And the people who are asking the questions are the people that have the money to either go to the game or not go to the game, the Pelicans and the Saints. There are questions being asked, and it's okay to hold people accountable when there is failure. And while this is a rebuilding year, Doug Mouton said it last night on Channel 4. It's a lot worse than he thought it would be. And that's what I've said, too. The Saints are a lot worse than I thought they would be, even though this is a rebuilding year. And so something ain't right, and something needs to change. So let's see if those changes are made. And I have said for years, that the Saints are treated more like a family than a professional franchise. And that's not going to yield a winning team on the field. If you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll dedicate this song to everybody who loves this weather. Coleman is not among them, but to me, this is a beautiful day. Sorry, Cole.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. We're talking about the Saints and the Pelicans. We're talking about the Cowboys losing last night. And we're talking a little bit about Election Day in New York. But, you know, look, as the Republicans and the president are going to try to make it seem as if American Democrats are going progressive left if Mondani wins the election in New York. They're going to make it seem like all of the Democrats are progressive, so you got to stick with the Republicans. Well, you know, the Democrats are also about to send an extremely moderate Abigail Spanberger, a moderate Democrat, to be the governor of Virginia. So there is really nothing real. There's only rhetoric about the hot air concerning New York reflecting the United States of America. So again, that's a conversation that we've not gotten into because New York is a different place and it doesn't reflect us in New Orleans and it doesn't reflect America. So, you know, we don't need to get into that, but I did want to mention it because it's going to be big in the news. Let's get back to a couple of calls. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hey, Hollywood. Hello, Hollywood.
Yeah, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I barbecued some steak, some chicken, and hot dogs for dinner and supper already.
Well, I mean, thanks for telling me that. You know what I ate? I ate, you know, some ground turkey and a little meat sauce. It, you know, wasn't that good?
I can't live off of that, but I live what I cook. Hey, Scoot, the Saints got a fourth and a fifth round draft pick for Shaheed. Not too bad, huh?
All right, tell me that again because I missed that. I was getting ready for the show, so I didn't hear all the details. What did we get?
A fourth-round pick and a fifth-round pick for Shaheed.
Yeah, look, I guess that's okay. He's valuable. He was really good for us. I am so happy for him because now right. He's going to a team where he gets a chance to be great and be noticed, and the Seahawks are in a position to make it to the playoffs. So I'm happy for Shaheed.
Yeah, he's going to be in the playoff, and we can't win over here. So if I was the Saints and they got some players that want to move out, I'll move out.
Yeah. Well, you know, and he's not from here. It's not like he has ties to New Orleans. So, you know, I'm happy for him. The first time I saw him touch the ball, I saw his moves. I knew he would be great, and he was great. And I'm sorry we're losing him, but you know, that's the position the Saints are in right now. We're in a rebuilding year, and if we've got somebody valuable that we can, you know, trade at this point in the season, since we're not going anywhere this season, which is kind of depressing, but if we get something to help rebuild the team more next year, then let's do it.
Hey, Scoot, I want to give a little shout to Nicholas Spade. They're going to play Kentucky Wildcats at Rupp Arena tonight on ESPN. That should be pretty interesting to watch.
All right, so wait, who's that? What, the Kentucky Wildcats?
Yeah, Nicholls State.
And Nicholls State.
Team. Yeah,
okay.
They're going to play Kentucky tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's it's good for Nicholls State to get that kind of exposure. All right, Hollywood, all right. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Janice. Janice, I have time for a quick comment. Good afternoon.
Oh, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm wonderful.
That's good. Yes, you are wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Not that you really know, but I appreciate you saying that.
No, I mean, I've never met you or anything. I don't want the I don't want the people out there, you know, thinking we were ever a thing at some point in time or something. No, I've never met Scoot.
Yeah.
Maybe I will someday.
Maybe.
But, no, I just wanted to say I agree with Coleman. I'm not down with all this. I mean, it's like I don't like it too hot in the summer, you know, real excruciatingly hot like it can get. But right now, oh, man.
You know, you think this is chilly? You think this is kind of cold?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
it is.
Wow, I love this.
In some houses, I guess it depends on the house. But when you live like in a shotgun house, you need a good night to get a good day. It could be 80 outside right now.
Is it your house raised?
Last night.
Your house raised?
It holds the temperature for some reason. Yeah.
Is your house raised?
Yeah, I mean, it's a regular shotgun house, but it's off the ground, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, so then you got the air flowing underneath, so I can see where you know you would need a man to come over and cuddle with you.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I don't know. You know, to be honest with you, I don't know if it's worth the trouble.
You know what I always said I'd like?
What?
Why don't we have Bobby and the boys come over and they can huddle with me? And
well, that might be a little different kind of huddle. Janice, I appreciate the call, and just try to bear it through this weather, because you know it gets hot soon enough, and it's hot long enough.
Yeah,
so
no,
I'm gonna
it changes.
I'm gonna enjoy this.
It does,
well,
because
I got
there's
it.
Some parts of the country where it doesn't change. It gets cold and snows and everything all the time every year.
Yep. All right, Janice, I appreciate the call. Have a good afternoon. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1972. This reggae song, I Can See Clearly Now, by Johnny Nash, was sort of trending with the reggae movement in America. And in 1972, 73, 74, Bob Marley was just catching on. Peter Tosh catching on, Jimmy Cliff. This was the number one song in the country on this day in 1972. And it was part of that whole reggae trend. This was the first reggae tune ever to be number one in America. We'll be right back on WWL. And on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1989, Listen to Your Heart by the Swedish rock duo Roxette was number one in America. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Here is a text that says there are two types of sports owners. There's those who demand accountability and pull out all the stops to ensure fans a winner and a championship competitive team. There's those that as long as the seats are filled and the money rolls in, all is good in their world. Damn the fans, damn their loyalty, support, and hunger for a winner. You know, some of that is true, but I can tell you that in the world that we live in today, it's different from the past, and the Saints are not guaranteed fans. They have to work for those fans, and they have to work for those fans by putting a competitive team on the field. You can't demand that the Saints win. Nobody can demand that their team win, but you can demand as a fan that you've got a respectable team that looks like they're really competitive and really trying to win. And the Saints don't always look like that as a team. Some of the players look like that, but as a team, the Saints don't always look like that. And really the same thing for the Pelicans. But this is a world where there's a lot of competition for attention and for money. And people are wise in how they spend their money. And I don't think the Saints can any longer just guarantee that fans are going to be in the seats just because they're the Saints. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.